The promise of mobile health sounds great, but as the applications become more and more sophisticated, reading your heart rate or taking your blood sugar levels, who's making sure everything is accurate and safe? The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains how the Food and Drug Administration is taking a closer look at mobile health devices and apps.
At the company AliveCore in downtown San Francisco, CEO Judy Wade turns her Apple iPhone sideways and presses her fingertips against the back of her phone. That's right, the back of the phone, where there are two sensors embedded in the phone's case. Seconds later, an app on her phone begins measuring her heart rate as a series of wavy lines parade across her screen. Wade's iPhone has become an EKG machine.
And it's used to detect irregular heartbeats, as well as specific forms of heart issues like arrhythmia. And what I think is one of the most amazing things about this, as soon as you're done with your ECG, it's instantly transmitted to the cloud and available anywhere in the world to be analyzed and reviewed and read.
Wade says a cardiologist who was testing the device used it to treat a passenger on an airplane who was having chest pains.
He actually used our device to detect the person was having myocardial infarction.
That's a heart attack.
And they landed the plane. They did an emergency landing.
And the passenger survived. Wade's app is exactly the kind of thing officials with the Food and Drug Administration think needs federal oversight before being allowed on the market. In other words, software that's used to diagnose patients or prescribe treatment, says Bakul Patel. He's senior policy advisor for the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, which began regulating mobile health applications last year.
When a technology could actually harm patients when it's not working right, we would be concerned about that.
Patel says the agency will clarify what that means with final guidelines it aims to publish by early 2013. He says the FDA has no plans to regulate so-called wellness apps that do things like count calories, remind you to take your pills, or measure the number of steps you've walked in a day.
We're excited about the fact that such technologies are going to change behavior and eventually help patients manage their own health. So we're actually encouraging that.
But that hasn't stopped app developers or their investors from worrying that complex FDA mandates could stifle innovation, especially among startups that run on shoestring budgets. San Francisco's Chinatown is where Rock Health has its headquarters. The group provides seed money, mentorship, and other resources to promising mobile and web health entrepreneurs.
A lot of entrepreneurs may be hesitant to invest their time and money into a product that they don't know will be regulated or not. It's very risky.
That's Rock Health's CEO, Hallie Tecco. She says developers are hoping the FDA's final rules are clear and concise.
And also not resemble what a drug would have to go through, but something that is more suitable for a software application.
That concern is shared by Silicon Valley Congressman Mike Honda. Honda this week introduced legislation that would create a separate FDA Office of Wireless Health Technologies to help ensure what he called reasonable regulation of mobile medical apps. The FDA's Baruch Patel isn't commenting on Honda's pending legislation, but says the agency has been taking steps to more efficiently process approvals.
We are trying to be smart about this. We recognize the growth and we recognize the potential of mobile technologies.
Back at AliveCore, the company has just received its letter from the FDA telling them whether their heart monitoring device has been approved.
And I'll open it now.
That's Michael Reiter, who handled AliveCore's FDA application.
And the big thing that you want to see when you open up this envelope is that you read the second line that says, we have determined that the device is substantially equivalent.
So that means you've passed.
We've passed. And I'm able to go onto the FDA's website, register the device, and then from there you're a real medical device company.
Okay, Reiter did get a fax telling him this before I got there. Reiter says the FDA's response to his application came sooner than expected, though preparing to submit the application took months of clinical trials and meeting other federal requirements.
I've had experiences where it's gone beyond 90 days. This one actually came in, I'm guessing around 70, 75 days or so.
Doctors can now order AliveCore's FDA-approved heart monitor. The company is hoping to get its next level of FDA clearance to sell the device over the counter in April. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.